Pensacola's first choice for morning news, traffic, sports, and talk. The Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Good morning, Pensacola.
What is our financial condition to be able to take a Hurricane Sally hit if it happened on June 1st?
So the first question was our reserves, right? Mm-hmm. We budgeted $17.5 million in our reserve for contingency, which is intended to fund our 12.5% share of any storm. We have moved $10 million of that to date. So there is $7.5 million still sitting there, but that could quickly be drained, and we still have a bill remaining on Sally to fund.
So this is Commissioner Doug Underhill yesterday talking with Amber McClure, the chief budget officer for Escambia County, about how we're set for this year, right? And of course, you know, that's not good. And also keep in mind that that's like only to cover the 15% portion that we would pay. We have to pay it up front, though. And then, you know, we know we're going to be out the 15% because the feds come in for 75% and then the state comes in for half. It's actually like 12.5%, I think, in the end. But the point is, that we know we're going to be out that much money if we have a big event, and that's the thinking. But we still don't necessarily have the money to pay for the whole event, which we have to do in advance, like we did for Sally. That's why the clip you heard from Janice Gill yesterday, Mark Jacobs played, that, you know, we're waiting on them for our 63, I think it is, million, something like that. And hopefully we get it sooner than Bay County, that just got paid for Michael from 2.5 years ago. So, not good. But then you find out this. You know, we're short on emergency funds, Commissioner Underhill's claim.
Amber, if you would please continue.
I skipped one. You have to understand why he's saying that. So, obviously, Stephen Barry and Commissioner Underhill don't always see eye to eye. Commissioner Barry, District 5, the north end, Doug Underhill, the southwest. And they definitely have different ideas about budgeting and priorities and how things should be accounted for. So, when they continue this conversation, you thought only Santa Rosa County had drama. No. We all have drama.
We did meet with our financial advisor last week.
To be clear, that's not the only reserves, though. That's our operating reserves, our conditional reserves for the year. That's not representative of the reserves and the fund balance for the county.
That's correct.
I mean, if you're trying to pair a question to our ability, would we be able to fund $60 million currently? Yes, we would, Commissioner. Look at the audit. We would be able to.
Commissioner, I'm asking the staff questions. I don't need you to jump in on it because, I'm very familiar with the process.
I'm not sure about that because we've discussed it many times, so I do question that familiarity with it.
That's the purpose for this fund. We're going into hurricane season, and this fund is underfunded. Yes, we can always rob from Peter to pay Paul, or using your term, we can always internally cash flow.
Robbing from Peter to pay Paul is not good fiscal policy. The fiscal policy is $100 million better than it was 8 years ago. I'm not going to sit here and allow you to say that we're not in good financial shape.
You're going to allow me to say whatever I want to say, and you're going to say whatever you want to say, Mr. Commissioner.
Not without responding.
Well, you can respond on your time. Mr. Chairman, if I may complete my questions with a staff member.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Yeah, it was a bit weird because if he were the chairman, you know, chairmen sometimes intercede, but to have another board member jump in and fight with him while he's asking questions of staff, I mean, Commissioner Barry can ask his questions after or reframe the discussion if he wants to. So it was kind of an odd one. So anyway, he then goes on to talk with Amber about the state of things. And the outcome of that conversation was we are capable of borrowing if we needed to, but we don't need to just yet. You know, because you might say, well, we're 17 down to 7. We need to borrow to fill that in so that we have at least that much going into hurricane season. And she said that in consultation with the finance folks that they don't think they need to do that just yet. But if need be, like if we get a storm, we would have enough to get us over the initial hump. And then we'd be able to apply for, we'd be able to do some bonding in order to raise some money. That we're in okay shape. Okay, and that's basically what Commissioner Underhill was getting at, and both Janice Gilley and Amber McClure said yes to that. And then Stephen had his chance.
The truth is, if we had another Hurricane Sally, we would be able to fund the operations without borrowing money. We would be able to. The operation, I understand what you're saying, the $17 million, but that's in addition to what's the backside reserves that are there. Is it 35 or 40?
Are you asking? Yeah, which in general fund reserves?
Yes.
The total fund balance, I remember it being somewhere in the high 70 millions, okay. Close to 80 million.
Yeah, so outside of the 17, which you're saying 10 of it's been moved, there still exists another 50 or 60. And just as a point of reference to my closest colleague to my left, those numbers were 16, 17 million 8 years ago. Not exaggerating to any degree.
Closest commissioner to the left is Commissioner Underhill, is Doug. So basically, Stephen Barrett thinks that it's misleading to say that we're in bad shape, strongest that we have ever been. And then Commissioner Underhill's response?
Commissioner, I look forward to continuing to have this discussion with you. I continue to disagree that the condition of this county is financially is good because we are funding so much of our balanced budget on deferred maintenance. Now, that does not in any way impugn your period of service here. And certainly if it's better than it was 8 years ago, which I totally agree with you on, that does not mean that we need that it is good. It is much better than it was 8 years ago when you got started here. And apparently that's an important part of this discussion for you. But I'm not looking at 8 years ago. I'm looking at where we will be when my sons are taxpayers in this county. And in my opinion, this, which I recognize is different than your opinion,
but
we are not in good financial condition in this county.
You have said the same thing for your entire period of service, for all 6 years you've been on the board.
Noting my consistency, sir.
You have said the same thing, yet the financial position of the county has bettered every year.
So Commissioner Barry is right. The position is better. Commissioner Underhill is right that it's not as good as it should be. Because we have deferred maintenance, roads and bridges, and basic operations of government that are more funded than they used to be, but underfunded compared to what they should be. And so the question is it okay to go into hurricane season, depending on the cash flow bonus we have right now from CARES Act money and what Doug says is underfunded, you know, other projects, things that really should have been done already and we haven't done the proper amount with? And Stephen Barrett says, look, we're way better off than we were, and that's good enough, and it should be good enough. Well, you know, this is a perspective difference, as they both represent.